We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for the John Chuckery Show.
Are you ready?
Sports talk in the ATL. It's not for the faint of heart.
Oh, you didn't know?
Sometimes angry.
Loud noises!
Telling it like it is.
You insulted him a little out of order yourself.
And pretty much always right.
Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
Call or text John now at 404-741-0929. Live from the Kia Studios, it's John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And welcome in on a Saturday afternoon. Yeah, it's 3 o'clock, huh? Might be sort of light out when we leave. Chuckery in the house till 7. How come everybody else got 3 hours and I get 4? How's that work out? Awesome. Awesome stuff. We're streaming online. If you want to go to 929thegame.com, you can listen to us live. You can catch replays of all the shows, interviews, finest moments, all that good stuff, breaking sports news on our new and improved website, 929thegame.com. Download your radio.com app if you got a phone, a tablet, whatever device you got, a boombox, turntable, Laserdisc, Blu-ray, any device that you've got, download it there. Cassette player, download it so that you can always listen to us on the go. Social media, it's all at 929 The Game. You got Instagram, you got Facebook, you got Twitter, you got all the different platforms. Follow us, give us likes, all that good kind of stuff. If you want to follow me on Twitter, that's always the best way to interact with the show. Who knows, we may find a temporary host for a couple hours and last, you know, part of the show. You never know what's going to go on around here. That would be at JMCH316, at JMCH316. All your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance. So a bunch of stuff we'll get into today. It's a wet, literally today, it did not stop raining in Roswell. I looked out at about 6 in the morning, and I left Roswell about 12:30. I had to stop and grab something at Publix and then head down. It literally never stopped raining today. I know we need the rain. There's no doubt about it. I mean, we needed some wet weather. It's a little bit too late for some of these lawns and stuff out there, but it literally just never stopped. And at times when I was coming down 400, it was like Wrath of God, Book of Revelations type of rain. Then got to Midtown, and there was literally like just sheets of water that were coming down. So be safe out on the roads. Take your time. You know, I'm going to give my PSA because we're just going to screw around, okay? Number one, you understand when it's raining out, the law says you have to turn your lights on. Y'all not understand that? Like when it's pouring down rain and you can't see very far in front of you, you need to have your lights on. I don't know where y'all learn to drive. Stevie Wonder's driving school, I can assume. But put your lights on, okay? Number two, y'all understand how to drive through a hydroplane? If you hydroplane, you don't brake. You know, if you see like water standing in the road, you don't floor it. You don't hit your brakes. You coast through the water. Everybody got that? Like, I see these people like they're coming up on water and they want a power brake. And then you wonder why you hydroplane on the road. Just coast on through. Take your foot off the gas pedal. Let the car slow down. And just go naturally on its own. You don't need a power brake to slow down. You don't need to floor it to speed up to get through it or what have you. That's why you hydroplane. Just take your foot off the gas pedal and cruise on through. You do that with ice. You do that with water. You know. So that's Chuckery's driving tips for today. We'll get more of your driving tips at 404-741-0929. Sorry. It's going to be that kind of show. I told you I'm salty today, so. Definitely salty. My morning started off, I got all jacked up. I do the caffeine ephedra coffee. So in the old school days of working out, when you wanted to do the morning fat burner, you did caffeine, you did aspirin. Basically what it is ephedra, aspirin, and caffeine. That's like the natural old school fat burner stack. So pop a couple of Excedrin, pop three Lipodrine, two cups of coffee, and I was jacked. I was doing like over 4 miles an hour at 15 incline on the treadmill today. I was rolling, man. I was rolling on it today. Then went and did chest and lifted and everything. So, you know, I don't eat till 11 o'clock in the morning. I do that fasting thing. So I basically only try to eat from, which is great because I get to eat both lunch and dinner here in studio today. So that's awesome. So I get two of my three times I'm eating today. But anyway, so since I didn't eat till 11, I don't eat till 11. And it was about, I don't know, I got home at about 9:15. John and Hugh had just kind of come on. I was listening to them for a couple minutes and then went up and I was like, well, I'm not ready to take a shower quite yet, so I decided I'll make another cup of coffee, and then I'll smoke a cigar. I had two cigars left, so I was like, yeah, let's smoke a cigar. That really felt pretty good at that moment in time. So I'm already wired, and I've got nothing in my stomach except coffee at this point. And so that plus a cigar, I didn't know if I was going to, you know, I then decided I'll get in the shower. And I'm like breaking out in a cold sweat. I didn't know if I was going to either pass out in the shower or if I was going to heave my guts up. It literally was like one or the other that was out there available to me. I don't know which one that I would have preferred at that point. Maybe passing out, because I think I would have liked to have taken a nap at that point for a little bit. Just take a nap in the shower on the floor, just let the water eventually just wake me up or something like that, or maybe the sound of it will wake me up. But, yeah, so it's been quite the adventurous morning out there. Oh, wait, we got somebody calling in already, Jahi. Hey, listen, it's Saturday. We'll take your calls already. Cody in downtown Atlanta. What's up, Cody?
What's up, Chuckery? How you doing today, man?
Good, brother. How you, man?
I'm good, man. Just getting off of an overnight shift, and I was listening to you. I just wanted to call, man. I love when you're on the air. Every time you're on, and yeah, keep on doing what you do, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Where you work at, man?
I work at PetSmart, man. I'm the merchandise inventory leader over there. So
cool.
You know, I ran everything through there, but so I get to listen to the radio station at all times.
What location?
The Howell Mill location.
Nice, nice, very good. So, and then you're on the way home now, you said.
Oh, yeah. I'm on the way home, actually, just about to pull in. So I live in the 4th Ward, so I'm not too far from work at all.
Awesome. Thanks, man. Appreciate you listening, buddy. Thanks, Cody. Have a good one out there.
Yeah, you too, man. Take care. Have a good Sunday.
You got it. And be safe out on them roads, out on them streets. Is this supposed to rain all night, by the way, too? I know it's like 90% chance of rain tomorrow. So one thing nice is that there's no work tomorrow. So several of us get the day off tomorrow. But, yeah. Yeah, crazy type of stuff. Oh, yes, too. TG says on Twitter, Timmy G says, do not put your flashing emergency lights on. Yes, that's another thing, too. Why are you putting your flashing hazard lights on? What are you trying to do with that? Like, just put your regular lights on, okay? Put your regular lights on. Make sure that's on. If you're that afraid to drive in the rain, okay, pull over somewhere, man. Pull over to the side of the road. Pull over off an exit, whatever. Pull underneath the bridge. If you're that fearful of driving, but don't put your flashing lights on. You're not that. That's not what they're designed for. They're not for you to like warn everybody that hey, I'm driving down the road in the rain and I'm not quite sure what I'm going to run myself into. I'm not quite sure I know what's going to happen to me next. So, yes, that is also a very good rule for that as well. So get your lights on. That's the law, okay? If you don't know how to drive through hydroplane, take your foot off the gas and just coast through. Don't brake. Don't push the gas pedal to get through it quicker. Just take your foot off the gas pedal and just kind of naturally slow steer the car. And don't put your flashing emergency. Hell, what a PSA we've got already here. I'm helping out Atlantans everywhere with all this. Because like every part of Atlanta's got rain, I think, going out right now. Or at least there was this big band that was coming through out there. So be safe on them streets out there and make sure that you take care. Now, last night, Mike Soroka, Braves win, of course, they take care of the Marlins. We're going to talk a little bit about the Braves as a whole. I got a lot of fun questions today that we'll get you involved in. 404-741-0929. That's our phone line. It's our Solomon Buzz Time text line. I don't have the text line yet, but it's there. It's not in cyberspace. I've seen it before. But anyway, Mike Soroka last night. Another eight innings, one earned run. I think he leads the league in ERA now. I think he's qualified. Leads the league in ERA at 1.38. Six strikeouts last night. He's been obviously tremendous and without question the leader of this team, this leader of the pitching staff thus far. 10 starts, and he's got 7 wins in those 10 starts. Averaging 8 strikeouts per 9 innings. He's got a .872 whip. How close are we to starting to talk about him being an ace? I know he's a rookie, and I don't have a pedigree, whatever like that, but he's been fantastic. Yeah, had a little bit of a rough start in his last one. You're going to get that. I got news for you. Max Scherzer's had some rough starts this year, and he is an ace. In fact, he's the ace of all aces. He's the ace of diamonds, okay? As what was the Ocean's 13 movie? What was the guy's name? What was the character that Al Pacino played? I forget now. Where he was trying to go for the ace of diamonds or what have you. So look, Soroka has been tremendous. If he can continue this and he has one of those magical seasons, I don't know what he's going to be long term. You know, I don't know what he's going to be. Maybe he'll be a great pitcher. Maybe, you know, he'll flame out. Maybe he'll be Mark Fidrich and he'll flame out after a year or two. But for this year, would you feel bad about putting him up against anybody and Braves getting the playoffs? Say he lines up against Kershaw or Ryu. Say he lines up against Nola. I like my chances with him. I don't care what lineup you're throwing out there to me. It's the Phillies, it's the Cubs, it's the Dodgers, what have you. Wouldn't you feel pretty good with him right now as the ace of your staff? Now, they may limit his innings. They may do some things to just keep him fresh. Like, you know, if you told me that maybe he skips a start or something like that, but boy, he's going to be hard to, like, keep out of this pitching rotation. He's going to be awful hard to ever try to sit down or anything because he is so good. He is such a valuable asset. And let's face it, Braves are a couple of games back. You know, Braves are still, they're a half game ahead in the second wild card spot and a couple of games out of the division. So they're right there, but at the same time, they're also not the division leader. I'm going to be curious to see how they handle Soroka moving forward, but man, has he been good. All right, let's ask you guys a question when we get back. Who would you start your Atlanta Braves franchise with? Dale Murphy, Chipper Jones, or Freddie Freeman? We'll discuss that next. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the Kia Studios on a Saturday afternoon. Chuck Green in the house with you, hanging out till 7 o'clock. 404-741-0929. That is our phone line. It's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. We're going to ask you to interact with the show lots of different points today. This would be one of those questions where please feel free to call in and we'll take your thoughts because we're trying to have some fun on a wet, rainy, miserable Saturday afternoon out there. You can follow me on Twitter at JMCH316. Several people already following and interacting and all that good kind of stuff. So please jump on board and have some fun with us. So last night, Braves, as they take care of the Marlins, 7-1. We talked about Mike Soroka in the opening segment there and how good that he was. But, you know, things got rolling for the Braves last night thanks to this guy.
And now Marlins killer Freddie Freeman's coming up. And he ambushes the first one into the upper deck. It's 2-0. First inning. Ooh. Marlins killer. And Freeman, a tape measure shot. It's 2-0.
That courtesy of Fox Sports South, Chip Kara in the call. I got news for Chip, though. Freddie Freeman's an everybody killer. 62 games, he's got 46 runs, 16 doubles, 17 homers, 41 ribbies, .311 batting average, .401 on base percentage, .598 slugging, .998 OPS. He's legit having his best year potentially as an Atlanta Brave, which isn't easy for him to do because, oh, he's really, really good. He is the heart and soul of this Braves team. He is the Matt Ryan of this Braves team. He's a terrific defensive player. He's an elite level hitter. He's a complete hitter. He does everything well. He's a great guy. He's a model for how you want to build your franchise around. Can't say enough of good things about Freddie Freeman. And I started thinking, because there's no question about the fact, or let me say it in the wrestling podcast terminology with Tony Schiavone, without question, Freddie Freeman is going to go down as the greatest Atlanta Braves first baseman. With all due respect to Fred McGriff or Andres Galarraga or anybody else you want to trot out there, Freddie Freeman is going down as the greatest Atlanta Braves first baseman in history. That's not really even going to be a debate when it's all said and done. In fact, he's going to be one of the great Atlanta Braves of all time. So you make your all-time Atlanta Braves franchise team, Freddie's going to be on that team playing first base, and I don't know that there'll be that much competition. McGriff had a nice little run here, but he also had a lot of years in Toronto and San Diego and everywhere else. So Freddie's the guy. So I asked the question at 404-741-0929. If you had to start your franchise with one of these three guys for the Atlanta Braves, Dale Murphy, who's on our airwaves here, Freddie Freeman, or Chipper Jones, which one of those guys would you start your franchise with? And think about the fact that, you know, Chipper and Freddie occupying that same spot, you know, in the batting order. You know, Chipper was going to be the three hitter until he retired. Freddie Freeman is going to be that three-hole hitter until he decides that he's going to retire from baseball. And I think he's going to retire as an Atlanta Brave. I don't think the Braves will let him go. He's next in line to get that contract extension coming up out there. That's a tough call. You're talking about a two-time MVP in Dale Murphy, who was tremendously good. And maybe in all honesty, doesn't maybe get enough credit for how good he was. We know he's borderline Hall of Fame. We know Chipper's in the Hall of Fame. I don't know where Freddie's going to end up, you know, partly because of the era that he plays in. You know, he's played several seasons with Albert Pujols at first base. You know, some people look at Joey Votto as another guy that obviously is going to be, I don't know, is Joey Votto a Hall of Famer for sure? I mean, there's probably some people I would tell you that they'll say he's a no-brainer, no-cinch-brainer Hall of Famer, but he may or may not be. He may or may not be a Hall of Famer, but he's awful darn close. Freddie Freeman's going to have those kinds of stats, you know, when he's all said and done. Like to see him maybe pick up an MVP or so, but I'd probably take Chipper because Chipper plays a position where there aren't as many guys that are as great. You know what I mean? There aren't as many great third basemen as there are first basemen in center fielders. But that's a tough call. That's a tough call. We'll take your thoughts at 404-741-0929. Q, out in College Park. What's up, Q?
Hey, what's up, man? Listen, bro, I turned on the radio, heard you talking about Freddie Freeman. I think Freddie Freeman is egregiously underappreciated as a Brave by just in general and in the public because he's not very boisterous. He doesn't, you know, brag a lot or boast a lot. Just a workhorse, man. I'm not even a Braves fan, and I marvel at how Freddie Freeman hits the ball, man. He's awesome, dude.
Yeah, and if you think about it, Q, and appreciate the phone call, it's like I said, you have some big-name first basemen, right? Pujols has played a good bit of his career, you know, with when he was in the National League playing for the St. Louis Cardinals. Now you got Paul Goldschmidt that does that as well. Joey Votto's been a guy who obviously has a lot of name value. So there's been some guys that maybe are, you know, Pujols, okay, I'll give you that. Pujols is one of the great players of all time. You can make a case Pujols is one of the two or three best first basemen of all time. But there's been some name value guys that go along with Freddie that it's not that Freddie's not as good a player, just maybe he doesn't have the name value that some of those guys have out there. Oh, God, here's my buddy, Mel.
No, I'm not God. Don't say God.
No, no, I said my buddy. I called you my buddy. I called you my buddy because we're going to talk food. Did you call to talk food, Mel? Mel, do you want to talk about all the restaurants around town or what was it?
just like you kind of predict about Freddie. You know, we had that conversation once before about where was Freddie. So now he's showing up. Since you were talking about Junior, but you know what, man? You know, for some reason, a lot of times you just ticks me off. Give me the opportunity to try to call you.
Because I don't talk enough restaurants or what? You want me to talk radio. Like you want me to talk like your
I'm
buddy Meatloaf? We'll talk restaurants or what?
Chipper. I'm taking Chipper over Freddie.
Okay, that's because what I took. That's who I took too. So great minds think alike, Mel.
Look, if Freddie plays 20 years or even 15 years and hit 500 home runs, because he won't be the greatest Braves, because Hank Aaron is the greatest. I take that back. Hank Aaron will go back with the Milwaukee Braves with all them great players. Yep. I can't think of things to put.
Who would the Kimmer take or Borts, since you call them all the time, Mel? Who would those guys take?
You know what? You carpetbagger, you. See, you don't want to listen to what I'm saying.
You didn't listen to it. I said great minds think alike, Mel.
Over your hero, Freddie, for right now. We'll see you. The season is still long.
Mel, do you want to talk about the best burger in Atlanta? What do you want to talk about next?
Let's talk about the murder. Just like you, carpetbagger.
Oh, wow.
You're a joke.
Wow. Mel going at it. I love Mel. There you go. Derek, follow that up in Decula.
Hey there, how you doing?
Good, buddy.
I've been a fan since 69, so I've seen them all, but I think Chipper with his body of work is probably the best way to start off a franchise. I wish I could remember back from 66, but I think Chipper's the man.
Yeah, I mean, I took Chipper too, and part of it, Derek, is the fact that, you know, he does play a premium position. I mean, I'm not telling you from a – you know, center field is obviously immensely important in first base. I don't want to diminish it, but it seems like in the history of baseball, you've got a lot more guys that have been great center fielders and first basemen than you do third basemen. And Chipper's looked at as a guy who, you know, I don't know, he's maybe the second best third baseman in National League history. I mean, I'm sorry, but I take Mike Schmidt. I think Mike Schmidt's the best third baseman I ever saw in my life.
I think makes a huge difference.
Yeah, that's a good point, Derek. Appreciate the call. That certainly the switch hitter factor plays into that. But he and Freddie, man, locking down that three spot. Think about how long the three spot of the Braves order is locked down with those two guys. You know, he just rolled one guy right into the next spot. You know what I mean? Just one guy taken right over after the other like that. And I wonder where Freddie will end when you talk about Atlanta Braves. See, my only thing with Hank Aaron's the greatest Brave, but a lot of that was the Milwaukee era. Yeah, he had some big seasons, you know, in Atlanta, but, you know, a lot of his career was obviously with the Milwaukee Braves, and that's where he won his MVP, and that's where they won the World Series, and then followed up with another World Series appearance the year after where they lost to the Yankees. You know, a lot of his career numbers and you know, some of his individual glory happened, you know, in Milwaukee. He came to Fulton County Stadium, and they'd open those doors up and let the wind tunnels just carry that ball everywhere. He put up some monster home run numbers later in his career. I mean, he was a 40 home run hitter in his mid-30s, you know, and that was part of it was the fact that he had a great ballpark to hit in. Fulton County Stadium, especially in the 70s, was a real hitter's haven. Wasn't a pitcher's park. You know, the Ted became a little bit more of a pitcher's park. This is more of a hitter's park that they have now. But Fulton County, you know, the joke about opening up the doors and letting the air go through the tunnel and all that kind of stuff or whatever to help carry the ball at that point, you know, Aaron put up some monster numbers. Remember, they had Darrell Evans and Davey Johnson. I think both those guys hit 40 homers when they were here. Alexander, real quick, what's up, buddy?
Chuckery, how you doing, man?
Good, man. What's up, brother?
Yes, I can understand why people are saying Chipper Jones. Freddie Freeman's the best left-hander in baseball, period.
Wow.
Best left-hander in baseball. And the reason I say that, I know a lot of people want to say Bryce. I know. Last night gave me an indication how great Freddie Freeman was. Do you remember the play that Josh Donaldson had with the bare hand pickup, throw to first base?
I didn't see. No.
We don't give Freddie Freeman his props for being the best.
I agree. Oh yeah,
Keith Hernandez.
No, he's a terrific defensive, and I did make the point of that. He's He's a very good defensive first baseman, no question about it.
As great as Bryce Harper is, Freddie doesn't have a hole in his swing. He has gaps in his streak.
No, Freddie's a better
– Freddie Freeman
– Yep. Go ahead, wrap up, Alexander. I got to go. Well, too late. No, I agree. Listen, I would take Freddie Freeman over Bryce Harper, and I love Bryce Harper. I ain't knocking Bryce Harper, but Freddie's a more complete player than even Bryce Harper is. All right, we'll ask you another question. Atlanta Falcons. Tell me what Atlanta Falcon, not named Vic Beasley, do you trust the least? Can't use Vic. Got to come up with somebody else. Talk some Falcons next with you. Chuck Reed in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 929 The Game. Sports Radio 929 The Game. Welcome back into the Kia Studios. Chuck Reed here with you. Going till 7 o'clock. 404-741-0929 is your phone line. It's also your Solomon Brothers Diamond text line if you want to interact with the show. Follow me on Twitter. We had a ton of reaction already to all different topics on Twitter at JMCH316, at JMCH316. So, Falcons get ready for mandatory mini camps coming up here next week. Obviously, the guy that has been the whipping boy, the punching bag, the guy that takes all the heat for, it seems like, all things Atlanta Falcons as far as players go, is Vic Beasley. Of course, he's playing on his fifth-year option, and he's got, you know, $13 million coming to him. And a lot of people question, should he they kept him, this, that, and the other, because of the production and things like that. And obviously, a lot riding on him having a bounce-back season this year. He and Tack, you know, are obviously the two key components to their defense. But I'll ask you the question at 404-741-0929. Take Vic out of the equation. Take Vic Beasley out of the equation. Who do you trust the least on this team? Offense, defense, what have you. Now, I will tell you for me personally, right now that player is Isaiah Oliver. Because Isaiah is a guy who's going to be asked to assume a big role for this team, stepping into that number two corner spot. And while I understand he's a high draft pick, and this is what they groomed him for, and he got some starts at the end of the year, you know, our football guys will be the first ones to tell you that when you slide over now into that starting spot and you're on that outside alone, it's a whole nother world out there. That doesn't matter if you're wide receiver, corner, whatever. When you slide out there and you're now by yourself out there, it becomes a whole nother level, and you're not nickel and things like that. If this team doesn't get a really good pass rush this year and they have trouble and struggles again sacking the quarterback and Vic and Tack don't get things done, it's going to ask a lot more out of your corners. It's going to ask a lot more out of your cornerback position. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if some of y'all told me that Desmond Trufant would be on that list. And I can understand some of the reasons why. Trufant too many times last year, and I still think Trufant's a very good player, but too many times last year, Desmond Trufant, when the play was there to be made, didn't make the play. Wasn't able to make the play. You know, Cincinnati game, New Orleans game, you know, that's one of the keys. But, you know, if Desmond Trufant catches that ball against Cincinnati, they win that game. That literally was, and you can't blame the game on that one play, but that one play also, if was made, would have won that game. So I understand why people would have the Desmond Trufant on that list. Some people might even tell you, I think we had a caller that was up there that said, that talked about Freddie Freeman. I had Freddie Freeman on the mind. Devontae Freeman. And I think the thing with Devontae is health issues. I mean, obviously he's a guy coming off injury, been beat up, banged up. There's no question about the fact that when Devontae Freeman is on the field, he's a very productive player. He's always put up really good numbers. He's always been a guy who does yeoman's work at the running back position. So I don't think it's a matter of his play on the field. It's a matter of, does he stay on the field? Given his style and given his history, does he stay on the field? I just think we know more about Freeman and Trufant and what they can do than we know what Isaiah Oliver can do at this point. I don't know if Isaiah Oliver is ready to be a starting number two corner. We're going to find out, though. No doubt about that. We're going to find out if he's ready to assume that role. And he's got, you know, listen, plenty of big shoes to fill, I guess. I mean, you know, I'm not the biggest Robert Alford guy in the world. Now, I think Alford did some good things, but I think he was too grabby, too handsy. I don't think at times he was an ideal number two corner. And Dan said as much because he drafted Jalen Collins to play number two corner, and he even said, we're going to put Alford in the nickel. So Dan Quinn himself said that. You don't have to believe me. Just believe what Dan said, that the intent was Jalen Collins would start at number two and Alford would slide in as the nickel corner. So right now, I would probably tell you that Isaiah Oliver, to me, is the guy that I trust the least coming in into this season. I actually trust Devontae Freeman. You know, even if Devontae Freeman gives you 14 games, you take that all day long. You know, I'm not going to be surprised at all if he misses a game or two games. That's life in the NFL. That's life at a running back position with the style that he runs. Even in 14 games, though, you know, Freeman can be a 1,000-yard, 50-catch running back for this offense. So I don't feel so bad about Freeman. I wouldn't say that I trust him the least. Yeah, I get it, coming off the injury and things like that. And I would probably tell you that it might be both corners from me. If Oliver's one, I might put Trufant. Some people might even have Tavecchio at kicker. You know, that's another one of those positions where we got so used to Matt Bryan and what he could do for this franchise and how good he was and how important he was as an offensive weapon. Now, Tavecchio did show good signs last year when he was in there, but now you're asking him to take over for 16 games and make all the kicks and week in, week out, he's going to be the guy, right? He's going to be the guy that's going to have to do it. So I can understand Tavecchio. I think Tavecchio is going to be fine. Now, will he be as good as Matt Bryan? I don't know. Maybe not. I'm not sure many guys are as good as Matt Bryan. How many guys in the league are as good as Matt Bryan has been for this franchise? There aren't many. You know, there aren't many guys at all in the NFL that have been, that would, you could say, have been as good as what Matt Bryan is when he's, you know, kicking 90% plus field goals and clutch and from 50 yards out and all that good kind of stuff. So that would probably be another name that you could look at for and say. Some people might even say Tack. Because let me tell you, it's time for Tack McKinley to break out and start to be that guy that he wants to be and on draft night and all that kind of stuff. It's time for him to break out and be that guy. 7 sacks is not enough out of Tack McKinley. It's not enough. I don't care what Vic Beasley does. It's time for Tack McKinley to be a double-digit sack guy himself. 404-741-0929 is our phone line. It's also our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Chris, out in Atlanta. What's up, Chris?
Hey, John. Good to hear from you. Love the show. Here's my thing. I don't trust, outside of Grady Jarrett, I don't trust anybody on that defensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Point blank, period. Like, you literally just talked about Tack McKinley. I think he can step up, and I have hope for him. But outside of Grady Jarrett, I don't trust anybody on that line, especially at that second defensive tackle position. I mean, Jack Carver had a really nice season last year, kind of unexpected, but where was DeAndre Snott? Like, why was he taking out, like, halfway through and barely using any kind of rotations? You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Certainly the second certainly the second half of the season, and I appreciate the phone call, Chris. We're getting toward the break. Certainly the second half of the season and the last quarter of the season specifically. Now, you know, I've heard injuries and things like that. Okay, all right. Okay. I mean, I get that. Okay. I don't want to hear that excuse. I'm tired of hearing injuries for this team. I'm tired of hearing about injuries. Yeah, I understand. We had guys out, guys with season-ending injuries, stuff like that. When you're on the field, make plays. Okay? When you are healthy and you are on the field, make plays. Okay? Intercept Aaron Rodgers. Intercept Andy Dalton. Make those plays. All right, when we get back, doesn't look like the Rams are in a whole lot of hurry to get their quarterback signed after Carson Wentz got his big deal. Talk about that next. Chuck Green, the Kia Studio, Sports Radio 920 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.